The News in Numbers with Tanya Khoury, exclusively on Chai FM.
Morning, Tanya. How are you?
Very good morning to you and the team, and happy Friday.
Happy, happy Friday. Tanya, what a week this has been, huh?
What a week. Like, Kathy, I can't keep up. every day the charts change, and then I think, oh, did I miss something? And yeah, I'm in a state of anxiety trying to keep up with the media movement. But I'm so delighted to say Bell Pottinger is on the charts.
Yay! Yay. Absolutely. Let's start there. Which charts are they on? South African, or are they on international charts?
They're on the South African social media charts. It didn't make the news media charts, which made me a little bit sad, but 9.4% of our social media conversation, so 1 in 10 of the big stories, belongs to the PR firm in the UK, my personal favorite.
And you and I just personally must be responsible for at least 50% of that.
I'm taking a lot of credit, Kathy, and you should too.
Pay back the money. That's what we want from Bell Pottinger.
No,
so absolutely not. No, we want them to reverse what they said. We want them to be accountable.
An apology is nothing. Firing their staff is nothing. They must pay back the money, and they must come grovel for our forgiveness for creating racial hatred and divide within our country.
You know what? It's because we gave them space. When you stand closer to somebody, there's no space for anybody else to come through. And that's the approach that we need to take as South Africans.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, let's look at that apology for a second. It wasn't an apology at all.
To anyone who was offended? To anyone who was offended?
This is what they said. We didn't know.
They were misled.
Yes, they were misled.
They were misled.
By the money.
And, like, you got to wonder, when that money hit their account, did they not know that money was coming? Or was that just a nice surprise? Was that just a gift?
It was a gift. It was a gift from their Indian friends, yes.
We're sorry you feel offended. That's the thing. We're sorry that you feel offended, not that we offended you. Feel offended.
You know what? It's like when television stations say, the following material is absolutely shocking. It will stay in your mind. And we apologize if it affects sensitive viewers.
It's your fault, not theirs.
Yeah.
let me read you a couple of words from that press release that really irked me. There has been a social media campaign that highlights the issue of economic emancipation in a way that we, having now seen it, so they never saw it before, consider to be inappropriate and offensive. Is that what you call it? I call it Titans of War, guys. That's what I call it.
I can't believe this is a
PR firm, though. On to say, at various points throughout the tenure of the Oak Bay account, senior management have been misled about what has been done. For it to be done in South Africa, a country which has become an international beacon of hope for its progress towards racial reconciliation, it is a matter of profound regret and in no way reflects the values of Bell Pottinger.
No, it doesn't at all.
Did they release this on the Comedy Central channel?
Absolutely.
Does Bell Pottinger?
Well, someone was very quick off the mark, and I see that Wikipedia has been completely changed. When you look up Bell Pottinger, I mean, it's a scream. Somebody took a lot of time. I'm just going to read you the first paragraph. Bell Pottinger, legally BPP Communications, is an unethical British multinational public relations and marketing company headquartered in London. It is the largest UK-based public relations consultancy mostly derived from taking on the dirty work of the world's most despicable characters.
You know what? And they're very open about that, Tanya. They're very open about that. On their website, you can actually go, and one of the things that they boast about is that if there's political changes coming into a country, if there's political unrest, that they can come in and they can make everything nice and calm.
Does Bell Pottinger require a PR company?
Yes, I think that's why they issued the statement. But
I'll tell you, experts in reputation management, by the way.
Indeed.
I wonder how that's working for
indeed.
Them.
Indeed. What I find quite amazing is the timing of it. It took the DA's lodging a formal complaint and investigation and opening up a legal case against them for them to actually come to the party and apologize.
So can I actually read you, sorry, Tanya, the a part of Wikipedia. It says, the company, Bell Potzinger, was hired by the Pentagon to work in Iraq against the interests of Al-Qaeda for the reported sum of $540 million.
See,
a report by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism said that the company made fake terror and new style videos, which would then be used on track those to assess them.
This is like Wag the Dog. Did you ever see that movie?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's like Wag the Dog. And what makes me laugh, well, not laugh, I mean, I feel sorry, they fired three people and blamed them. So they didn't know, guys. It was some rogue people working for them, that a brief wrote itself, the money paid itself into the account, and no one was none the wiser at Bell Pottinger. I mean, who will buy that? We certainly haven't.
No, and you know what? It's something that they cannot change. Only we as South Africans can change, and that's the lesson that we can learn from this. Tanya Currie, let's take a look at some other social media stories over the last 7 days.
Well, certainly the biggest chunk of the pie is the Guptas, coming in at 23.8% for various reasons. We had the sexual harassment claims that came out yesterday. That was a big story. We also had the fact the Sun City wedding. That is so big that I sectioned it out of the Gupta story and put it in its own section, which is 6.3% of our social media conversation related to KPMG, your wedding planners.
Oh, you liked that, did you? KPMG, auditors, accountants, wedding planners.
And then, of course, the focus on Sun City as well. So that was a big chunk of the pie. But the biggest is the Guptas, followed by Zuma Miss Fall, so the two bolster each other, 21% to Zuma Miss Fall. And then the policy conference coming in at 19.3%, also for various reasons. I mean, we saw some – did you see President Jacob Zuma saying if there's a loser, we should make them deputy? Did you see that?
No.
I thought they were all losers.
So he turns around and says, firstly, he can't remember – what the word deputy is. So he looks to the audience to tell him. But he says, so if there's two comrades that are running in a race and the one comrade is number two, that number two should become the deputy and then they should work together.
Okay, this smells of Bell Pottinger.
What?
I'm sorry to say.
Personally, I think it smells of number two.
No, and the whole thing.
Very quick, Howard.
the whole thing with Jacob Zuma not being able to read numbers and all of that, I'm telling you, the whole thing is contrived. It is not true. He can.
He could say the word too.
He absolutely can. The whole thing is to make us look stupid so that we will think that he's stupid, because we allow stupid people or people who we perceive as stupid to get away with a lot more because they didn't know. And South Africans are nice people. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, thanks, Bell Pottinger.
Not sure about that theory, but okay, I'm going to let you have it. The other thing that came out of the policy conference is there's no white monopoly capital anymore. It's now just monopoly capital. Okay.
I still have my Monopoly board game. Does that count?
It certainly does. Social media didn't miss a trick. There's some seriously funny memes out there. 3.9% to white monopoly capital. Helen Zille's been pushed off the charts. You'll remember last week she was one of the biggest slices of the pie, down to 2.2%. And then, of course, we have the Durban July coming in at 4.7%.
How is it possible that people still care about the Durban July?
They don't. They care about the fashion at the Durban
July. It's a fashion.
And
exactly.
It's all the selfies.
Do you know who won the Durban July? No, nobody does.
Well, one of the designers probably won the Durban July.
Mention the name Zodwa, and there you have what's going on in the Durban July. Certainly, it did make waves on social media. But
who was Zodwa's
right,
jockey?
The horses.
Yeah, who was Zodwa's jockey?
You guys are terrible. I give up. And then, of course, the Hawks got broken into. Sensitive information stolen. That particular story coming in at 4.9%. Didn't quite make the news media charts, but certainly a big social media story. And then Judith Malema remains on the charts as well, 4.5% to Juju. And that's your social media for the week.
Sheesh. Busy. All right, so let's look at South African news media, Tanya.
South African news media, completely different picture. The biggest story is the policy conference, 24.2%, so no surprises there. Land redistribution coming in at 22.5%. Huge news story this week, also coming out of the policy conference and creating a dialogue all on its own. The South African Reserve Bank, there's another one, nationalization of the Reserve Bank, also coming out of the policy conference, 4.5% to that. The mining charter also still in there, 4% to that. And then the Guptas still on the charts, 8.5% to the news media side. Secret ballot, still one of the biggest stories, 14.1% leading up to that no confidence vote coming up in August. I think that might stay on the charts for a while. And then Eskom, did they just get 90 billion? What happened there? I don't know if you saw that story.
No, but I did see SAA, and the SAA bailout doesn't seem to have made any dent in the news chart.
It did earlier in the week and then disappeared. I took it off this morning. It was maybe 2 or 3% of our news media reporting. I mean, there's another story. And Batabile Dlamini becoming the acting police commissioner.
That was hilarious.
That also didn't quite make the charts, but what a story is that?
I thought that was fake news. Yes, no, this can't be possible.
Are NetOne going to be running the police now? Cash paymasters.
The post office.
And another one that didn't quite make the charts was, and I'm sad about that, is the Al Bashir story. The ICC ruling that South Africa should have arrested Al Bashir. Well, there's no surprise there. But that they're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah, there's no consequences.
Okay, somebody's going to jail, finally. And then they're like, okay, well, it is what it is. You didn't do your job.
Did you see Durco's spokesperson Clayson Maniela's tweet yesterday? Phew, breathe again.
I didn't see it.
He tweeted it. Go check it out.
Durco is
the Department of International Relations and
Cooperation.
So he was sitting there hoping he wouldn't go to jail, and now that he is.
No, well, he represents a department, so it wouldn't be him personally.
No, but I'm just saying,
although not a bad idea.
Yeah. No, but he was sitting there
it's a terrible thing to say. What's wrong? There's nothing wrong with him. Okay, let's just. Tanya, we're running out of time. Can we please look at the international charts?
Absolutely. Okay, my favorite story of the week is Trump and CNN. Did you see that story? Trump took a old wrestling
video
of that.
A gif, yeah.
Where back to the days, I don't know, it couldn't have been funny then, where he wrestled some wrestler. But what he's done is taken the same video and put the CNN logo on the victim of the wrestling attack's head. So that it looks like he's wrestling CNN. And then he tweeted, FNN, fake news network, and this video. I mean, how old is he? Is he 12?
But I saw yesterday that it was a Reddit user that created the video, and Trump just basically retweeted. And CNN, though,
by Trump itself.
And CNN, though, refuses to reveal the name of this person.
Well, you can go onto Reddit and you can find it.
And people now are saying that because CNN might have threatened this guy. So.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that the President of the United States can go around tweeting stuff like that. Donald Trump never ceases to amaze me. He never, ever ceases to amaze me. It's huge entertainment. So that's one of the biggest new entries. That comes in at 10.4%. And that leaves the other Trump story still on the chart. New entries, though, the G20 summit coming in at 9.7%. And Independence Day, 16.1%. That was the 4th of July. And then Wimbledon is our biggest new entry this week, 19.5%. And there's been a lot of stories that have tailed off of that main story that make it quite entertaining reading.
Tanya Khoury, it is always very entertaining speaking to you. And maybe let's try and calm things down a little bit on Twitter. And try and calm the haters down. And the trolls and...
Except the Bell Pottinger haters, they can stay.
Yeah, they can stay,
Ton, I have a very important question about your international chart.
Go ahead.
Help me. Rob Kardashian.
Oh, my gosh. Who? We have to talk about Rob Kardashian.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, no, come on.
Well, I presume he's one of those big-butted Kardashian sisters. But I have absolutely no idea who he is and why he's on the charts.
Been trending for 3 days.
Kardashian posted revenge tweets / porn to the media about his breakup, and he attacked his ex-missus in such a way that can only be described as absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, but we also knew that the Kardashians were particularly classy.
So is he a Kardashian sister?
He's trying to make a name for him somehow. I mean, he never features. So I suppose this is his 15 minutes of fame. But my goodness, what a 15 minutes it is. Yes. Horrific.
Yes, absolutely. Howie, he's a big-butted Kardashian sister.
With all the money. He's the one with the money. He's the reason the Kardashians are famous.
But I mean, when you break up with somebody, you know, are you going to tweet to your millions of followers?
Do you know what was disturbing though about it?
Intimate photos of her.
What was really? What was disturbing about it is that he says he hopes their daughter will actually get to see his tweets and everything that he exposed, so that the daughter can see what her mother is really like. That's disturbing.
Unbelievable.
But the fact is, revenge porn is a big thing.
And it is. I mean, I first thought this must be a fake account.